I'm quite pleased you said straight away that in the world of the mumpreneur and your audience, they mean something, because there's no point going out there and getting someone who happens to be a mum and then sort of wedging them into your business plan, because it's totally irrelevant and it probably costs an absolute fortune. Can you tell me who they are, or is it just confidential for now?
The A-list.
The non-A-list.
Oh.
And then you can tell us who are the rude people who turned you down, so we can boo them, and then who are the nice people who said yes.
Well, Denise went out and thanked me.
Ooh, good.
Which was very nice. Sarah Cox, I didn't hear a sausage from. and then the B-listers.
Yeah.
The first one is Sarah Willingham. She's a TV presenter from the restaurant.
Okay.
Anybody remember her?
Yeah.
She's really heavily pregnant at the moment, just about to have her fourth child, so she's not up for photos, but she will be.
Good, make sure she is, please.
Yeah. And the second one is Kirsty Henshaw, who is actually from Dragon's Den.
Okay.
She's a mum. She's also quite popular in the kind of mumpreneur world.
And what are they going to do with you? Are they, you know, you with a picture of them doing the old thumbs up, or is there going to be sort of advocacy on the website? And what are they going to offer you?
A photo and some wording about how great
Okay. And why is it you want a real A-list? Because I've got a question that if you look at the way that the media works, we're a bit oversaturated with celebrities.
Yeah.
So could you turn it the other way around and find a mum and make them your own celebrities, your own star? Because am I right that your jewellery designers are all mums or have been mums?
That's actually made your jewellery. Yeah.
So could you do a sort of, well, I don't know how many birds this would be with one stone. Could you do a search for amateur jewellery designers who are mums, put that out there that you need them, and you're giving them a sort of, you know, a focus and a competition, showcase that, and then create your own mum star, and at the same time get some designs?
That's a good idea. I like it.
Because it might just be a bit of a different angle. Rather than picking up the celebrities and piggybacking on them, you could, and you'll get a lot more out of them anyway, so...
So, do you mean then that they would be part of the actual designing?
Yeah. Just loads of competition. I can't think of one off the top of my head now, but if you imagine it as The Apprentice, but jewellery, but and keep it exactly in the tone that you do your business, and you know, you maybe use your less than A-list celebrities to help you kickstart that as your hook, but then turn the focus back on, the mums. Susan had a point about Dove there.
The Dove campaign, which is about real women, and I think that was a very powerful, honest campaign. It gels with your brand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As well. So again, whether you dovetail these kind of initiatives. Yeah. So I think there's nothing new under the sun.
No.
There's nothing new under the sun. So have you sat and looked at other successful campaigns? I mean, you would probably advise against that, but to me, common sense would be to sit and look at. So celebrities is one. Do you have three more things up your sleeve?
I mean, how else do you source the materials? They're toxic. They're non-toxic, rather. They're free. Obviously, they're toxic. So, they're non-toxic. Are they educational at all? Are they stunning designs? They're all original pieces. What are the angles that you can work on?
Well, the main things that I'm working on at the moment are that the designs are safety tested to toy standards, but they are designed to just look like nice jewellery for mums. So that's basically what I'm working on at the moment.
Okay, and have you played the safety card much? Have you announced the fact that it's done and you've put people's minds at ease and not scared the living daylights out of other people, but you know, gently nudged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Greg's very valid point there is obviously celebrity isn't your only route for press coverage, and you can think of lots of different ways. The old do an award ceremony chestnut seems to work for lots of people. So.
Sponsors are involved in that as well.
Yeah.
One thing I just say about celebrity endorsements as well is obviously there's the great positivity about it, and you're buying that image, but do remember that people make mistakes, and some people are just idiots. Now, not necessarily the people you're going for, but Gillette didn't see Tiger Woods and Thierry Henry 2 years before, and I was just waiting for Federer to make one mistake, and that would have been a hat trick. So, whatever you do is have some sort of, I don't want to go as far as saying,